The Rio del City Council re-voted for mayor and mayor pro tem at their January 15th council meeting after the original vote was vacated due to a self-reported Brown's Act violation. Deborah Garnes, a Navy veteran and retired hazardous materials specialist, was elected as mayor. Julie Woodall, a former mayor herself, was elected mayor pro tem as she returns to the council after serving most recently on the Planning Commission. The council received written staff updates from the various departments, which included the police department introducing two new officers. Crystal Landry and Logan Mitchell graduated from the College of the Redwoods Police Academy last month and were hired in early January. They are currently undergoing field training with their fellow officers. Road repairs were then discussed as Rio Del debated partnering with Fortuna again for a regional slurry seal project. The city has budgeted $107,000 for the road project, which it will include minimal preparation to correct existing problems before applying a slurry seal to a limited number of roads. Newest council member Brian Richter expressed his dislike of slurry seal as a temporary measure when more substantial repairs are needed. Other council members, as well as city staff, agreed it is just a patch and much more extensive road repairs are needed. However, the city doesn't have the funds for the degree of work that's needed. The approved slurry seal project is intended to simply extend the useful life of the dilapidated roads. City Manager Kyle Knopp updated the council on the status of the Rio Del Public Library branch, which is at risk of being eliminated due to the cost of improvements needed to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act and the county settlement agreement with the Department of Justice. The Rio Del Fire Protection District, which owns the current site of the library branch, gave an offer to the county regarding the improvements. The fire district is asking for a 15-year lease with the county and an increase in the monthly rent from $250 to $1,000. The fire district stated they will not be responsible for any cost of the improvements. The building is rented as is, and they will not sell the building to the county. The Board of Supervisors will address the issue at a future meeting as it is a county library branch. The library is just one project among many that will require expensive improvements. It is possible that the board could decide that to close the Rio Del branch and direct residents to the Fortuna branch, which is ADA accessible. After some discussion, the City Council voted to review the current city cannabis regulations, including the tax rates, dispensaries or retail sales within the city, expanded areas for testing laboratories, cultivation on the Dinsmore Plateau, and the annual permit fees. The development of the Humboldt Rio Del Business Park, formerly known as the Eel River Sawmill site, has been slow due to a number of reasons, including the extensive infrastructure work that is required to develop at that site. This puts the site at a competitive disadvantage compared to other areas, such as Eureka and Arcata. The council directed city staff to review the ordinance and come back at a future meeting with recommendations on ways to improve the city's competitiveness. The full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be Tuesday, February 5th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.